The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 12. I guess because I was so tired, I slept, despite the fact that I was flopped down on a patch of moist grass in the middle of a jungle, with only a saddle for a pillow. When I am very tired, I sometimes have unusual dreams. My mind, for some reason, does not want to take advantage of the break provided by the night and rest to relax and calmly undulate over pleasing sleepy time images. Instead, unable to take ease, it frets and worries and constructs unsettling images and scenarios which twist and turn inside my cranium and make for an uneasy sleep. The twisting and turning of my unconscious mind is mirrored by that of my actual body, which, as near as I can figure it, engages in a sort of Johnny Weissmuller impersonation, thrashing about as if pursued through soupy waters by a malevolent croc. This wreaks havoc with my bedclothes. To a certain extent, it would make sense, given my surroundings, for my dreams to be populated by those particular reptilian terrors. I had been thinking and talking about crocodiles earlier in the day, and for all I knew, there were some lurking just beyond the edges of the clearing as my head hit the pillow/saddle. I was as skittish as Captain Hook near the sound of a ticking clock. But I was not dreaming about crocodiles. It was the other fearsome thing, disgust, that was battering my exhausted neurons. It was the swamp harridan. I had never seen even a picture of the swamp harridan, so my imagination was left to its own devices in order to construct the creature so that she might play a featured role in my dream. What my mind managed to concoct was a sort of combination of the witch from Bugs Bunny, the one with the cloud of hairpins who attempts to cook him, and the creature from the Black Lagoon. This is what I'm talking about when I say that the swamp held horrors worse than could be imagined. Clearly, this dream terror of mine was not so much terrifying as off-putting. The combination was not a pleasant one, but not one to strike fear in the heart of anyone over the age of, say, 6. At any rate, this cartoony terror was, in my dream, attempting to boil me in a largish pot, or, more accurately, to jam me into a pot in order to boil me. I, even in the dream, was naturally reluctant to oblige her. As I struggled in the dream, I guess I was writhing around in reality. Somehow I managed to get my wool blanket wrapped around my right leg, the horn of the saddle, and my left wrist. This thrashing about woke Sammy, who was sleeping, or trying to, only a foot or so away from me. He decided, much to his later chagrin, to attempt to awaken me. Sammy reached out and placed his hand on my right shoulder. This I felt, and took to be a renewed effort of the swamp harridan to boil me. I shrieked. This happened both in the dream and in reality. I awoke, frightened, and realized that there was something standing over me and that someone had managed to tie me up. My immediate reaction was to begin whooping loudly while attempting to stand up. I grabbed Sammy, who I did not recognize in the darkness, and lunged awkwardly forward. Naturally, he became frightened and screamed as he fell backwards with me on top of him. This commotion roused the others, and Roger, who had been having disturbing dreams of his own, sprung to his feet and began discharging his revolver into the jungle in a desperate attempt to save us from whatever was attacking. This did nothing to calm things.